You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 10.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to another episode of the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. And if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify. Now, new episodes are available each week in iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud and Google Play and Spotify. And or you can actually go online to my free community. It's at ecommercefastlane.com. And there you can subscribe and you can get email alerts for new shows. And you can also chat with kind of other like-minded kind of Shopify store owners. So it's a pretty cool little community over there. So get a chance, go check it out. So in today's episode, I'm chatting with Mike Potter, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Rewind. And he's going to talk about the misconceptions of kind of cloud-based software, you know, like Shopify, the Shopify platform, and some of the challenges that store owners can face kind of with regards to their data and just kind of the day-to-day operations of kind of running an e-commerce store. So Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, thanks. Great to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell me a little bit about you and your kind of career journey so far, kind of leading up to being involved now with this Rewind app.
Yeah, sure. Rewind's actually my fourth company. So I'm a serial entrepreneur, I guess you might say. I started my first company back in university, and I was teaching people how to use the internet back then. I'm also a big curler. Those are your visitors from Canada will know what curling is, maybe some of the Europeans as well, maybe some of the Americans now that, you know, the Americans won a gold medal. But I was big into curling as well. And so my second entrepreneurial venture was a website called inthehack.com, which was a large curling community. And, you know, you and I were talking last week about, you know, some of the early e-commerce stuff that both of us were doing. And back then it was, you know, maybe 20 years ago, I was selling curling gloves online. And so, I know what Toby was going through when he was trying to start Shopify. I started another startup a few years ago that I sold to an email marketing company in the U.S. and started Rewind with my partner, James, about 3 years ago. And we've been doing this for 3 years. We're now a team of 10 people. We started it just like an article recently, if you saw it from Harley, who was talking about, you know, the gig economy and all the stuff that people are doing in their part times and probably many of your listeners are doing too. That was how we started. We were working nights and weekends together. We had, you know, looked through the Shopify forums. We were looking to build a Shopify app and see what we could come up with. And we saw that a lot of people were asking about backups. And so we went online and we noticed that Shopify had a document online that discussed how people could back up their store. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, 15 steps or something like that. And we thought, you know what, let's just automate this. Let's just make this dead simple, easy for people to do. And we'll build an app that, you know, saves them some time and automates it. And so we started doing that and we had some, you know, good success. We had, you know, 50, 60 downloads in the first month we were available and those numbers kept growing over time. And eventually it got to the point where we were able to quit our full-time jobs and work on this full-time. So it's been quite a really fun experiment for us to do.
Yeah, it's exciting. I love hearing these kind of stories about, you know, doubling down and just kind of almost like the side hustle and finding a problem or a pain in the market and kind of doing, you know, just getting proof of concept and getting it up there and getting some initial traction. And then, yeah, it's fantastic. You're able to kind of, you know, you and your partner are now team of 10 now too, to get able to get, you know, double down on this. And, you know, I think we'll dig into the show a little bit later. We'll talk about, kind of the traction that you have been getting and some successes and stuff. So I know that I can tell that you're a very self-proclaimed kind of backup nerd. So do you want to share a little bit of that story behind it?
Yeah, sure. It's a funny story now, but it wasn't a funny story when it was happening.
I know.
So, I was lucky enough to work for Adobe a number of years ago, and I was a technical evangelist at Adobe, and I would go around doing these talks in front of developers and trying to evangelize Flash and Flex, which was the platform we were talking about. And so I was doing this one show in Chicago one day in front of, 200, 250 people. I was the last one before lunch. It was the only time my boss had ever come to watch me, so there was a lot of pressure on my talk, and so I was up in front of people, and I went to press the next key for my slides, to advance my slides, and they froze. They totally froze. And so I had to apologize, and I rebooted my computer. And when my computer came up, I'll never forget it, there was a picture of a hard drive with a big question mark over it. And those of you on a Mac will know, well, hopefully you've never seen that before, but yeah. If you ever see that, you've lost everything. So I took it to the Apple store. There was no way for them to recover anything. And so really, from that day forward, I was like, you don't ever get a warning before you need a backup. And so, from that day forward, I was like, I really can't lose anything. I've lost a couple of things at home as well, upgrading computers and from one version to another of the operating system. Now, all my stuff is backed up. I've got a backup at home that's also mirrored into the cloud. And so I'm well protected. I actually just had to format my computer the other day, so I know I'm good because I got all my stuff back. But yeah, it was it's been quite a journey. I've lost a lot of stuff along the way. There's some definite hardships, but now I've got everything to the point where it's all nice and secure.
Yeah, that's great. So you're nice to have, it's unfortunate when you have these sort of problems, but then, now you're able to kind of look at it from your own perspective and saying, okay, well, I went through these sort of pains, and I'm sure others have gone through the same sort of thing. I think of the WordPress community, and I see, how many kind of backup solutions are there, these being like a self-hosted type solution, but it's a mandatory thing. And a lot of solutions out there, the freemium model where they kind of allow you to back up some things and they store things for a little while, and it's I think it's a necessary evil, unfortunately, kind of in today's day and age. So I know I did mention a little bit at the top of the show, but maybe we'll dig into maybe some of the common kind of myths about backup and backups in general, like kind of how it relates to the Shopify platform. Can you kind of dig in on a little bit on that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I think it's important to point out, this isn't the problem that we're solving is not Shopify specific, right? There's almost every cloud service has the same problem, which is there's no history that users can access or an undo functionality if things get deleted on Shopify. And that's the same on, we back up QuickBooks Online, for instance. It's the same on QuickBooks Online. It's the same on WordPress.com. It's the same in basically any cloud service that's out there. And I think a lot of people, a lot of people are really surprised about that. We talk to a lot of our customers, and a lot of them are coming to us after they've had a problem, and whether that problem is, human error or whatever, they've had some sort of issue, and they call up support and they say, sorry, I've just, made a mistake. I deleted my product. Can you help me? And the support team says, sorry, we can't do that. And I think a lot of people are really surprised because there's this general assumption, I think, that if the data is in the cloud, it's almost like it's in the cloud and persisted forever, And I think people are really surprised when they learn that yes, Shopify has a backup. Like we're not saying that Shopify doesn't have a backup. If Shopify, if the servers were taken out somehow, they have a backup and they'd be able to restore everything the way it was right before that disaster happened. But what they don't do is go into the historical backups and look up your information and provide you as a store owner a way to recover any data that's been deleted. And I think, we'll go through a couple of stories later in the show, but basically what Rewind is designed to do is to give that control, give that security back to the store owner and say, okay, look, now you've got a copy of all of this data that you've been putting into Shopify. You have a copy of it that you're in control of. It's hosted in Rewind's cloud, but it can be exported. We can send it to you in a zip file. You can store it wherever you like, but you are back in control of your own data. And we see this a lot. We also have a solution available for QuickBooks Online. We've seen this a lot for QuickBooks Online where, people are moving from the desktop version where they would store their, you know, their data file to the cloud where there is no more data file. The data is all in the cloud. And so how do you get that, you know, security back where you're saying, okay, well, I'm putting all my data into this cloud service, but I know that I can access it. I know I can get a copy of it. I know I can export it. I know I can save everything that I'm putting in there so that if something does happen, I'm at least in control of my own business and I can, do that. And so that's what Rewind does. We do it automatically, either on a daily basis or actually as frequently as instantaneously, thanks to some of the technology that Shopify has implemented. And we really try and make it that it's really a sort of a set it and forget it. You know, we don't want people thinking about backups. We know store owners have way more important things to think about than whether they're backing up their data. So we really try to design a system here that is, you know, literally just set it and forget it. And, you know, hopefully you never need it, but if you do, it's there and it's going to help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of dig in then to this kind of Rewind solution then. So, to me, it would seem that there's, you know, two types of customers that I'm sure you get in contact with. I would think of these people as maybe these proactive owners, you know, I guess who are coming from WooCommerce or Magento or, you know, some other kind of e-commerce platform. And, you know, and they already know of or have implemented a backup plan previously as part of their tech stack or their kind of business operations. So can you kind of, am I right to assume that proactive would be your one type of customer that are kind of using your service?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say we definitely see people that are coming from, like you said, from Woo or Magento, and you know, as you mentioned earlier on WordPress, it's, you know, it's well known that you need a backup solution, right? And so there's lots of options that are available out there for WordPress users. And so they've already looked for that solution. They're looking at their tech stack on WooCommerce or Magento, and then they're coming to Shopify and saying, okay, well, what are the equivalent, you know, apps that provide this functionality on the Shopify platform? And so they're proactively looking for a solution like Rewind. You know, they're going to the App Store and they're searching for backup. I'd say the other proactive that we see is actually people who are maybe new to Shopify and maybe even new to e-commerce in general, but they've experienced a problem like I did on a different platform. You know, they've lost data on their home computer. They've lost data, you know, on their work computer. It doesn't necessarily have to be online. They just, you know, really honestly, Steve, after you've experienced, you know, total data loss, everything that you do, you end up as paranoid as like, okay, well, I need a backup, right? It's just part of your DNA. It's just, you've experienced it. You know, the pain, you're like, I definitely don't want to go through that again. And so those are some of the, you know, the newer store owners that are coming in and starting a new store on Shopify, just trying to get their business up and running, mm-hmm. saying, look, like I've been in IT or I've lost data before on my computer. We hear this a lot. And I needed to make sure that, you know, all this data that I'm putting into Shopify, all these products that I'm adding, all these descriptions that I'm putting into my products, I don't want to lose any of that data. So I want to make sure that I'm protected.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess on the opposite end of that, of these proactive people, the other side would be, I'm sure you're getting your fair share of kind of these reactive customers, you know, where, you know, Shopify is kind of, as you mentioned, kind of, you know, unable to kind of undelete something or, you know, I've even heard my own horror stories about kind of CSV file imports that were incorrectly formatted, that have kind of ruined their store and, you know, even remnant code and stuff from deleting an app. Maybe it doesn't clean up correctly when it's uninstalled, it can certainly can cause a lot of issues. So do you have any stories like that about these reactive type customers?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably our majority of customers. You know, we've been very fortunate that we were the first backup app. We put a lot of effort into building a really good quality app that we made sure works really, really well. We provide amazing customer support. And because of the work that we've done there, Shopify's support team is very proactive in recommending Rewind to a lot of customers who call in and have problems. And so we've been very fortunate in a way that, you know, the gurus know about us and they're actively recommending us on a regular basis. We're really happy about that, but we'd love to get in front of these problems, right? And so it hurts us a bit when we get these customers because we're not able to help them. And And that's, the, you know, we're not able to show the value of the product. And that's what we really want to do. You know, if you have a problem, it's the best thing in the world if we can come and recover your data, help you get your store back to the way it was. So these are the customers that we get the most of. Like I said, you know, early on, I think a lot of people just assume this is something that Shopify does. So they're calling into Shopify support and finding out that there's no way to, you know, undo that mistake or undo that deletion. And then being told, well, if you had Rewind, they would have been able to help you. We've actually done some work with some people to try and recover some data. You know, I remember one customer, for instance, she had accidentally deleted the wrong blog. So she had two blogs on her Shopify store that were named the same thing, and she accidentally deleted the wrong one. And it deleted all of her blog posts. And so we helped her out. Even though she didn't have Rewind installed before the problem, we were actually able to help her out and look through Google's cache to try and find some of the blog posts that she had written. You know, it wasn't automatic. She had to go and copy and paste the text back, but at least all the work that she had done in SEO wasn't totally lost. She was able to do that and recover some data. So, you know, we'll help customers whenever we can, right? That's one of the sort of the core tenets of the company is we really just want to help people, you know, when they have a problem. And so we were able to try and help her and get some stuff back. But yeah, the reactive customers, we certainly get a lot of them. Like I said, there's a general assumption in Shopify that that this is handled at Shopify's level. And people are really surprised, I think, when they find out that there's no way to undo what they've just done.
Yeah, and that's definitely true. And, you know, and I have my fair share of stories too that I can that maybe I'll I chat about now. But there was one particular merchant of mine, customer of mine that I'm involved with, and they deleted an app. And they, you know, they noticed that there was some remnant code kind of in their theme, and they decided to do kind of a find and replace. And they just kind of looked it up and said, oh, that's the name of the app. So I'm just going to go in and start deleting a lot of this kind of code in this kind of area inside one of their product templates. And the site completely broke, and, you know, there was no backup. And Shopify support, you know, unfortunately wasn't able to help in that particular situation. And so she, you know, was really forced to have to go back and kind of recreate that particular template. So she had to kind of reinstall the theme separately, and then copy out all that code and kind of replace it back into the active theme. And it was quite a complicated process, and kind of getting it all restored. And it was strange though, because ironically she has the your solution running on two of her other stores, but not this particular one. And she really is banging her head against the wall. And but it this one, now that it's fixed, it's a Rewind has now been added. So she's quite happy that even though she went through that pain, it was a lesson learned for her. And looks like a lot of people have learned these sorts of lessons, and they want this kind of protection now and this kind of flexibility that kind of Rewind can do. So yeah. You mentioned one story at the top there. Do you have any other kind of customer stories, anything particular that kind of stands out in your mind that you could share with the listeners?
Yeah. I mean, your story actually reminds me of one we just had a little while ago where a store owner had edited her theme and changed the form action when you press add to cart. Well, somehow it had been changed from cart to chart. So, you know, just the letter H had been added into the theme, and, you know, the entire store was broken. You couldn't add anything to the cart. And, you know, I think what we find in a lot of cases is the store owners are really not very technical. They've hired people to do this type of work. And so, you know, fixing a problem like that, which for us, you know, being fairly technical people, was a really easy thing to do. All we'd had to do was compare what the theme was, you know, before the problem and what the theme was after the problem. And it was evident that the H had been added. But, you know, somebody who was non-technical could have spent hours, you know, potentially looking for a solution to that, or spent hundreds or thousands of dollars to try and get somebody to fix it. We've had, you know, we have all sorts of stories. I mean, honestly, we offer to interview all of our customers to try and find out, you know, more about their business and why they've installed Rewind. I guess one of the ones that comes to mind is when we first started it, like I said, you know, my co-founder James and I, we were working part-time on this, nights and weekends, right? So when we first started, we didn't even charge for Rewind because we didn't even know if people would need the solution. And so it was free for the first 6 months or so back in 2015. And I remember tobogganing with my kids out in December, just before Christmas, a couple of weeks before Christmas. And we had a store owner call me on my cell phone. So I answered the call and they said, you know, one of our apps that we have, it's an inventory syncing app, has deleted all of our products. And are you able to help us out? You know, it's 3 weeks before Christmas, our busiest shopping time of the year, and our store is completely gone. And sure enough, we were. And I remember being on the phone with him and telling him, okay, you know, we're gonna bring your store back here. So just hang tight. And as it started going and bringing back items one by one, I told him, okay, you know, refresh the front page of your store. And I'll never forget his voice, right? He was so happy. On the other hand, he's just looking at his store and he's like, this is amazing. He's like, it's coming back exactly the way it was before the problem. And that was when, you know, really we realized that we probably had a good business here because, you know, of his reaction and what we were able to do and bring his store back. And so after that, you know, we started charging in January of the next year. So just a month later, we started charging people, and that's sort of how our business started. But, you know, yeah, we've seen it all. We've seen, I remember one customer told me a cat jumped on his keyboard and messed up his theme. I think that was probably the funniest story I've ever heard. We had a customer emailed us the other day and told us that one of their developers had maliciously deleted 3,000 products in their store. Wow. We don't see that too often, but we've seen that a couple of times where, you know, a business relationship might go bad and somebody goes in and maliciously, you know, messes something up. And so, we've seen a lot of stories, some funny, some not so funny, but, we've certainly seen our share. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Mike, we're nearing the end of our show for today, but do you have any kind of closing comments and things that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, overall, I'd say the one thing that we've learned in running this business is really trying new things and don't be afraid to fail. We've tried lots of things, building Rewind. Some were good, some haven't worked out. Really make sure that you're experimenting a lot, right? If you've got any Shopify app developers out there, I'd say, you know, always be trying new things, always be testing new things, always be testing, you know, new pricing. That's been one thing that, you know, we're always trying to test new pricing to make sure that we've got the maximum value for customers. So always try and experiment. And as long as you're learning, you know, my first venture, my first startup that I did, you know, my third company that we were talking about earlier, wasn't the most successful venture, but I learned a lot, and everything that we did wrong in that one, we made sure we did the opposite in this one, and this one's going really right. So I'd say, you know, as long as you're learning, don't be afraid to fail, and just make sure that you're trying, and you know, just being out there, starting a store, you know, doing whatever it takes to get things done is just probably the best advice I could give you.
Yeah, that's great advice, Mike. Thank you so much. And, you know, congrats. I think you're protecting, I think you're close to almost 10,000 stores now. Maybe you have more up to date numbers, but, it's quite a milestone. Very exciting. So thanks for coming on the show. And I just really appreciate you kind of sharing, your journey and you know, seeing this pain in the market and then, you know, getting proof of concept by building this product and it obviously are helping, a lot of merchants and at least protecting them for this potential catastrophic issues that can happen. And so how can people, learn more about this kind of Rewind app kind of in the Shopify app store, I guess?
Yeah. So go to the app store. That's right. Do a search for Rewind. You'll find Rewind. There's also another app in there called Replay, which is if you're running multiple stores, you can copy from one store to another store. You can go to rewind.io. So that's our website as well. If you're doing under 100 orders a month, our new pricing model is free. So you know, there's really no excuse to not backing up a store. If you're doing a store with larger order volumes, you know, our pricing plans, we really tried to make them as affordable as possible to make it so that, you know, it's really a no-brainer. Pricing is very reasonable. And so I think those are probably two best bets. You know, go to the app store, look for Rewind, or just go to rewind.io and you can see all the products that we back up there. And we'll be adding more platforms later in the year.
That's awesome. And also, I know we talked offline before we started recording, and you've been so gracious to kind of offer, typically you're offering a 7-day free trial for people that sign up to rewind.io. And you know, for those that are under $100 a month, the service is free and is a good way to, you know, it's a no-brainer to give it a whirl and add it to your store. And but for those that are over $100 or so, over 100 orders per month, you're now offering a 45-day free trial. And the way you can get that is you can go to ecommercefastlane.com/rewind. I'll put it in the show notes, and that'll bring you to a landing page where you can kind of sign up for this kind of extended trial. And you can see kind of the benefits of kind of what this solution can do and kind of help you moving forward with your Shopify store. So Mike, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Mike from Rewind. You know, my takeaways from this episode are that, you know, cloud-based software like Shopify, as safe as it may seem for disaster recovery, it falls a little short for things, you know, like misbehaving apps or malicious employees or, you know, even human error, you know, things like, you know, importing CSV files incorrectly or deleting products and price updates and things like that. You know, and you consider the productivity savings kind of being able to undo changes that you or someone has made, you know, or even other apps have made. And, you know, Rewind can really save a ton of time kind of by automating this kind of whole process. Like literally, it kind of gives you that peace of mind knowing that you have direct access to all of your data and you can literally rewind any former edit or any change to your Shopify store. So that's pretty powerful. So if you're generating under 100 orders a month, then Rewind is completely free for you. So under 100 orders equals free. So that's pretty cool. So if you haven't signed up, you can go to ecommercefastlane.com/rewind, and that'll give you a landing page where you can sign up. Or you can also go to the App Store too in Shopify and just type in Rewind, and you can add that to your store. If you're over 100 orders a month, then Rewind, Mike and their team have been very generous, and they're now offering a 45-day free trial, kind of instead of the standard kind of 7-day trial. So you'll literally have a month and a half to kind of take the app and the service kind of for a spin and kind of see for yourself. There's literally, you know, tens of thousands of Shopify store owners that actually swear by this service. I have many merchants and friends people in the industry that I know are using the service, and they're very, very satisfied with it. So you should go check it out. And Mike, yeah, once again, thanks for taking care of the listeners kind of with this extended trial. It's really appreciated. Now, as I mentioned in previous episodes, this show is new. It's still new. I'm just rolling now into my 5th week, I believe. And, you know, all support is kind of greatly appreciated. So if you haven't already done so, if you could take just a few minutes to subscribe in iTunes, it only takes a moment on your phone to subscribe. And I would be so grateful if you could kind of give the show a rating and a review. These first kind of 8 weeks of any new show, it's super critical to gain kind of visibility and traction in iTunes. So leaving a star rating and a review kind of is a great way that you can kind of show your appreciation to the continued production of this show. So thanks again for being a loyal listener. I do really appreciate it. Now, on deck next week, I have a great conversation with Tommaso from EasyShip.com, and you're going to learn that maybe expanding globally doesn't have to be scary. Thankfully, there's a lot to learn from some of the top kind of international kind of e-commerce sites and brands that kind of have successfully expanded internationally, and there's some, and I guess I would say, repeatable concepts and trends that, you know, that you can apply to your Shopify store. You know, like even for established brands, I know like international e-commerce, it certainly does multiply kind of everything. We're talking multiple storefronts and multiple currencies and multiple shipping and fulfillment locations, multiple tax regulations, you know, certainly from all the multiple governments out there, you know, just the sheer number of moving parts kind of required for success can be overwhelming when you consider going internationally. So if you've kind of put the brakes, so to speak, kind of on your international expansion, then, you know, I think this next episode will really help you I guess, build and almost crystallize a new plan to make your international expansion more of a reality. Well, thanks for taking time on your busy day or your commute and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your desire to kind of level up your skills and your knowledge with e-commerce and with Shopify. So until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.